This is the People of Relic and EKR podcast, a podcast that delves into the minds of the people who work at advertising agencies Relic and EKR. I'm your host, Annabelle Sutton. We've had a lot of fun so far on this podcast, getting to know Relic and EKR's employees in in-depth interview-style episodes. In this new style of episode, we've asked multiple employees the same question. What is your favorite pastime and why? Let's see what they have to say. First, we'll hear from Corey Ostler.
All right, what is your favorite pastime and why? For me, I think that there might be two, but I'll tell you why. So both of them kind of serve the same purpose for me. One of them is being an artist. I like to draw and paint on my iPad, which is interesting because I do design all day for work. And so for most people, and me too, if it was design, I probably wouldn't want to keep doing it. But drawing for me is a different kind of area of my brain, I guess, if you could say, where it's like, because I work for clients all day and that's fine. But what I'm doing is realizing their vision. So when I'm drawing something on my own, it's like, I can finally just do whatever I want. And there's something freeing to that, like, no mistakes, no judgment. Here I go. So I like to do that. And then my other one is this isn't necessarily a pastime, but I like to consistently, you wouldn't know it by looking at me, but I like to lift weights and exercise just because I find without it, I have a lot of anxiety. And that's like a natural anti-anxiety, so I don't have to take Xanax or something, you know? So that's why.
Now we'll hear from JP.
Okay, so making music is my favorite pastime. However, I don't enjoy it all the time. It can be tough. You spend a lot of time putting a track together and then it just does not work. And then all of a sudden you find yourself considering selling all of your equipment and just giving up entirely. I can't tell you how many times I've just given up and then I find it the next day. But when you nail it and you're able to convey something unique, you're able to finesse a musical idea, and it works, it's the best feeling in the world.
Next, we'll hear from Callie Oram.
So I have a few different pastimes that are pretty frequent with my night. My husband and I are pretty boring people, so we kind of do a lot of the same thing. I would say my favorite pastime is hanging out with my husband. He's my best friend, and so really just being in each other's company is kind of our favorite thing to do, whether it's watching a movie or going to a basketball game, going out to eat, anything that we can spend time together is my favorite pastime, as well with my dog. We have a 10-year-old dog named Cash, and he is the sweetest boy. He's basically our child. So anything with those two are my favorites. I also am a Sims nerd. I've been playing Sims since I was probably 8, and I've always loved it. So I'm definitely a Sims adult, and I probably do that almost every night for like a little bit. My husband plays a little bit of his video games. I'll get on Sims and again, just hanging out and being near each other. But I kind of do that stuff. And I'll occasionally, I started doing my own nails as well. So I like doing things like that and just kind of being creative and using those to hang out in my pastime.
Now we'll hear from McKenna Olson.
I kind of bounce around just depending on what I'm interested in, but my go-tos. For one, I love to read, and so I'm always grabbing for a book in my pastime, and especially if it's interesting and it sucks me in, then I really just am always wanting to read it. It's all I can think about. Lately, I've really been into World War II books, and so I think they're so fascinating. There's so many different stories and point of views when it comes to those books that I just love to hear all of them. It can be literally about the same event or the same concentration camp or whatever it is, but there's a different point of view for it all. So I love reading about that right now, and reading is just always something that I look forward to doing. Another one of my pastimes is house projects. I am always doing something around the house. Nothing is ever complete, and I'm always looking up new ones. Or I'm supervising my husband and he's doing them. There's some things I just can't do. So he helps me out a lot with house projects, but there's always something. Right now we are making a headboard for our bed And it's the thing with it is it always turns into more of a project than we thought it was. We always are like, oh, this will be pretty simple, but then it turns into something way longer, way harder, way more strategic. And my husband's always shaking his head, but there's always another one around the corner. I just can't mention it until the current one is complete.
Next, we hear from me. I feel like I cycle through pastimes a little bit, like depending on what's going on, how busy I am, and also what time of the year it is, they kind of change. The first one that comes to mind is, okay, this is going to seem lame at first. Maybe it's just lame in general, I don't know, but I really like walking. I love going for walks. I think it's just really fun for a variety of reasons. One is it gets me outside. It also is, it gives me an opportunity. I feel like I think better when I walk, you know, it just gives me an opportunity to kind of let my thoughts wander and be a little bit more mindful. I also just like what I see on walks. I mostly walk actually through old neighborhoods because I love looking at the houses. Is there anything more to say about that? I just like looking at them. I think it's really interesting. I'm also a Utah Jazz fan. I love going to the games in person. I love watching basketball because I just like basketball. But I also like watching it because it's a good excuse to get people together and just have a good time with your friends or your family or whoever. I've never really been much of a runner, but lately I've been running because me and my roommate and I are training for a half marathon. And I'm going to be honest, I also just like, I watch a lot of YouTube. I really like commentary and comedic YouTubers. You know, if I get home from school or work and I'm making dinner, I'll put on a YouTube video while I cook. It's just a really good way for me to unwind and make me laugh. And it's really entertaining. So I also like watching YouTube videos a lot too.
Now we'll hear from Adam Castor.
America's pastime. Baseball is probably my favorite pastime. Although I don't know if that's really accurate anymore because I know a lot of people say that football is America's pastime. But I guess it just depends on where you live. But I grew up playing baseball. I play Little League and I always wanted to play second base, but I'm left-handed, so they wouldn't let me. Because if you know baseball, then you know that usually you want your infielders to be right-handed so they can easily make it's like a flip throw to a base. I mean, first baseman can be left-handed, but most of the time, like second baseman, shortstops, and third baseman are right-handed because it flows easier. But so I was stuck in the outfield. But baseball is definitely one of my favorite pastimes. I loved going to games growing up, and I still do whenever I get back home to New York. I like to go to see the Mets play, even though sometimes they give me a lot of agita. But I do like seeing them play. And baseball is probably my favorite pastime.
Now we'll hear from Shaylee Taylor.
I think my favorite pastime is playing basketball. I used to play basketball starting in elementary school. One of my favorite things to do after school we had a little plastic basketball hoop outside, so me and my brother would often go and play basketball outside. And it was set up so that the basketball hoop, like, we had to play in the street, which was kind of funny. So we'd play basketball in the street, and then anytime a car came, we would run back to the sidewalk, let them pass, and then go back and keep playing basketball.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you liked hearing the various answers to these questions from our wonderful employees. And we'll catch you next week on another episode of the People of Relic and EKR.